Hey folks, this is Franny from In True Franny Fashion, and I recorded this with Like It's a Podcast crew and Kit Kat. Part one of this episode is here, but part two will be on their page, and I will be putting the link below. We had relationship questions to ask from all different standpoints. We asked about crazy girlfriends, who should get served first in the house, bunch of questions. They asked me questions, I asked them questions. Let's see what my friends have to say. Let's chat. Why are you touching me?
I'm not touching you.
Why are you getting nervous?
Why are you getting offended?
Who's touching who?
Because he shouldn't touch me.
It was an accident.
Consent is sexy, you guys.
Let us not bicker and fight over who murdered who.
Let's be smart and bring it on.
Listen, if it's okay with you, I'm going to lay you down in the bed. I'm going to put my hand out, okay?
That's actually sexy.
Okay? I'm going to put my hand out. And if you
that's
want...
That's actually sexy. If, not if to want, those details, but can want, I take your shirt
your
off? That's hot.
Right up against it. Real hard.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say,
All right.
Don't hurt nobody with that thing.
He's holding on to that mic like it's recording. Is that recording?
Yes, it is, baby.
It is recording.
It's been recording.
His microphone is not.
Yes, it is, baby.
His microphone.
My microphone is on as a motherfucker. You know it is, baby. Come on. It's on as a motherfucker.
You're going to need him to look at it. Is that right if he looks at it? Get consent.
Mike, can you hear me?
This motherfucker talking about getting consent. Get consent.
Calm down, everybody.
No, it's on. I asked Mike. There's no reason for you to look at my ass.
You heard it.
Mike,
the fuck? You don't have consent. There is no consent. It's not sex in looking at
her. Are we ready?
These motherfuckers talking about consent. crazy motherfuckers.
Shut up, dog.
I'm going to kill myself.
Damn.
All right.
As you can hear, we have a crowd full of people, and this is In True Franny Fashion, your girl Franny. We are combining podcasts today.
Yeah.
So I have people from Isla Pau, which stands for It's Like a Podcast or whatever.
What up, though? It's the crossover. It's Tiz I, your guy, the compelling protagonist of Isla Pau Acclaim, Henson Bane, the toxic boxer. The problematic problem solver and a bunch of other shit.
That's my favorite one, the problematic problem solver. That was a thinker for me. I was like, fuck.
Such an asshole.
I like it.
I mean, yeah, but man, are you fun.
And who are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Kat. Kat Chinetti on Instagram.
Chinetti?
I'm an Instagram person and podcast person who's desperately searching for a job.
And you are?
Yeah. I'm Casino. My podcast is up and coming. It's going to be bro-pinionated. It's coming out soon. Anybody watch out for it because it's going to be popping as fuck.
Like, Austin Podcasters Unite. So, In True Franny Fashion, I am not prepared. So, I wrote down a bunch of questions. Originally, I was supposed to ask you and Mike, the sound guy, who
will be
are
back.
Married. Questions from a single girl that I really wanted to know, but then this
and
room
we
is,
can do that.
You know, we I will, but point. This room is so full of like different. Also, I think you need to introduce yourself.
I have a mic, but I'm not the camera, and I wasn't gonna say nothing, but
now you gonna face it.
Who
now,
are you?
Hi, I'm Kayan. Nice.
And job. If you hear me call him Kayan. It's okay.
It's because she don't care about me or nothing that she hates me in my life. She won't get it right no matter how many times I tell her.
So, right.
But he's in here and he's going to be answering questions too. On my podcast, because it's relationship based, I typically ask everyone to give me your name, your relationship status, and your age. We have the names down. So, Kat, how old are you?
22.
And relationship status? Yep, a lot of my friends are relationship. And you, sir?
I'm super married. And
how
I'm
old
38
are you?
Years old.
I'm 28 and I ain't a hoe no more. That's pretty much what I'm gonna say. No, I'm in a relationship now. I'm not a hoe.
Yeah,
no
talk
more.
Right before you get killed.
Mazel tov.
Hey, you Kayan.
I'm Kayan. I'm 28 and I am in not any relationships, but I am role playing like I'm in a married relationship with a girl right now. It's pretty cool.
That's kind of fun. Ooh.
The sex is dope.
Wait, married people have sex?
That's a thing?
Whoa!
It's the reason I don't get married.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Role-playing it.
Hey, yeah. For her birthday, we went out for brunch, and then we went for drinks and went for a walk and went back to my place after she promptly told me she wanted to get to know me.
You guys sound like white people.
No, no.
And I said, you're right, Kat.
No, black people do brunch, too. Black people have a whole brunch boot thing going on. So if you ever, you know, want to know what a brunch boot looks like.
A brunch boot?
What does that mean?
Brunch boot, like boots that you wear to brunch. Yeah. Like, that's a whole culture.
Yeah, so, yeah. Like,
I need to buy like a brunch boot.
Okay, evidently we need to go get brunch boots.
Nobody invites me to brunch.
Oh, let's go get brunch. Bitch, let's get brunch.
Or is it, like, is it white men with brunch boots?
It's a, no, it's a very black thing.
It's a black thing?
Yeah.
We have boots.
Yes. We're currently Googling.
Yeah, no.
Yo, son, we got Tim's B. You know
what I'm saying? That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Prepare yourself for the follow-up episode about brunch boots.
Yeah.
See, I'm putting y'all on. But it's like a whole, like, meme thing about black people with brunch boots and black women coming back from brunch after being filled with mimosas. And
The Jill Scott meme.
Yeah. And
it's
like,
no, it's not 1 a.m. It's like 2 p.m.
p.m.
And she's like, what are you doing? And she's like,
and then you die from death by snoo snoo. And that's a Futurama reference for you.
Love that reference.
I'm giving your people Kill so me. Much stuff. You know what I mean? Right? I'm sorry.
Kill me
I'm
by
sure
snoo snoo.
People are well rounded. I'm the one that doesn't know shit.
Anyway, Google brunch boots. Let's get into the questions.
Yes.
Let's go to the shit.
Because a lot of my things come from my personal experiences and what's happening. So I currently have, I guess, a friends with benefits. I'm not really sure.
You have one of those? Damn, where do I get one?
I don't know where
Amazon, can. Craigslist?
It's talking about Walmart.
Okay. Got it.
I revealed that protection isn't used. And my friend goes, well, that's why you're catching feelings. So my question is, do condoms protect you from feelings?
Okay, so, hi. I'm not an expert, but I used to work at Planned Parenthood, and I'm a psychology, like, major and, like, whatever. Like, I kind of focused on relationship psychology. Mm-hmm. And
my dream job, by the way.
It's an awesome field. Definitely look into it. So there's a lot of science that supports the idea that if you guys are, it's, I hate this term because it sounds really fucked up, but whatever. If you and your person, partner, whatever, are fluid bonded, you guys are significantly more likely to develop, yeah, right? You guys are more likely to develop that dopamine release whenever you see each other than with someone who has a barrier with.
That's a real thing. I thought it was impossible.
No. So it's a straight up operant conditioning situation where, like, if your brain knows there's a barrier, it's gonna take, like, you can still catch feelings if you're using condoms, mm-hmm, but it'll take more time. So it's more of a slow burn versus a, like, shit's on fire.
That makes
sense.
Bruh,
I feel it.
The more you
I eventually don't have a friends with benefits because, God.
You're in a relationship. You're in a whole ass relationship.
I just don't be one of those sexually transmitted dependents, baby.
That said, it doesn't work the same for everybody.
Perfect.
So it's
that
not
was
like,
perfect.
Well, I'm also very aware that men
that was
men
well landed.
That landed perfectly.
Men don't release as much of, like, that good hormone on their orgasm that we do.
I feel like our hormone.
So when we
good.
Do,
well,
girl,
actually,
that's why girls tend to fall harder because we have that more.
They also tend. It's this is so weird, and I'm sorry, viewers at home. This is gonna get a little graphic. Sorry. Guys feel entitled to that orgasm from their partner. And women feel grateful that they receive it. And so as a side effect of that, right?
11% I heard. Like, 11%.
Women are like, oh, wow, shit. Like, this person gave me this thing.
Well, they can do it.
Whereas dudes are like, yeah, fuck! Like, it's a fleshlight, but it's warm. Yeah. So, like,
I put my fleshlight in the microwave.
So the answer is,
in the microwave.
Condoms actually do protect you from feeling.
Kind of.
To what degree?
To a degree, yeah.
So don't
I didn't think
STFs.
That this was what where we were heading, but okay.
Wow. Also, like, hi, use protection. Don't give your kids children.
No, and I also don't give your kids children.
That's the thing.
Don't do that either.
Also, like, STDs, STIs, all that
no,
shit.
I also want to make sure that.
Okay.
One at a time, please.
Bitch, get warts. It's fine.
I made sure to have a conversation with him and like.
Yeah, no.
We're seeing each other.
Honestly, a really fun first date that I've done like with three of the people I've dated in the last however long is we go get drinks and we go get tested.
I love that.
It's really fun.
I love that.
Usually you do testing and then you get a couple drinks and whatever and like it's not a thing and then when you get it back you swap information if you're still seeing each other. If not, it's just good to have for the next party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun.
I can actually fuck with that. Let's go.
You
could literally fuck with that.
Literally.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Literally.
Ideally.
Wait. Has anything ever come back?
Ooh.
Yes.
Not on my side.
Ooh. How did you handle it?
Condoms. So, okay. Like,
that didn't turn you off.
Hey, motherfuckers, latex protects from yes, dear.
I'm allergic to latex.
Okay, so look into other options.
I know those
but
there
also,
are other options.
I'm allergic to latex.
There are other options, but also latex.
Let me slide on in.
Just let it
latex. I ain't got no latex.
Hey, latex is the only type of condom that prevents from HPV. So unless you're like, if you have chlamydia, right, there are other options you can use or whatever. If you have HPV, unfortunately, you either have to put up with latex with the allergy or you're going to have to deal with partner mutual masturbation, you know, other areas. Exactly.
Don't get HPV.
I mean, yeah,
it's
HPV.
Okay.
You can't say ignorant shit like that.
Why?
Also,
don't get HPV. Like,
some people are born with HPV.
Guys are carriers.
Questions to get through.
Guys are
that
carriers of HPV, and we don't know.
Do you need me to set a timer per question?
We probably should do a timer
for you
per question.
With marriage. Sorry, guys. This doesn't. Oh, you might be able to answer it. How important was it for your partner to get your last name, or did she?
I preferred it if she had like an objection to it, because my last name really doesn't mean that much to me personally, just through my own history. She kind of jumped at the chance because she didn't care for her last name.
Honestly, I just didn't care.
Yeah, it really would not have mattered to me if she was like, no, it's like really important to me that I keep my last name. Then I would have been fine with it. But I mean,
so
I get it.
My parents are about 70 years old. They're 67. Sorry. I don't want them to think I'm disparaging. And my mom was one of the first women to graduate UMass Amherst business program. And she had really made a name for herself, by herself. And so when she married my father, she kept her own name. And she was adamant about it. And she still is. Like, my friends, when they call her Mrs. Chinetti, she'll go, Richardson, or call me Jill, please. Because she's
my
like...
My daughter's doctor.
I have spent my entire life
working
and building this. So, you know.
I'm actually pleasantly surprised that you were like,
I mean, now, if it was like I had some kind of like lineage or something that I like really, really, really cared about, it would have probably been like a bigger deal. But for me, one of the running gags on this show is that, or on our show is that I always talk about lack of a father. And so... It's gonna happen. Don't worry.
So
I'm gonna find somewhere to put it.
One of the things that I really appreciate is that I would say, traditionally in a lot of ways, very masculine Italian father, who's spent his entire life, you know, kind of understanding that things were going to be a certain way, was so okay with my mom not going that way.
Well, that's the beauty of partnership.
Yeah.
Do you care if you got married if they took your last name?
So my thing that I've actually talked to my girlfriend about, I am taking my mother's maiden name when I get married, because like you, my father was absent in my life, and I don't want my son or any kids that I have to carry on his last name. So when I get married, I'm changing, because it's free to do it when you marry.
Hey.
It's $300 to do it right now, but
it's free if you
when
marry.
I get married, it shit's free. So I'm gonna do it when I get married. I'm gonna change my name to my mother's maiden name, which is really the only thing
I ask that question all the time, only because say I do get married, which I got. If I ever get married, I already have a daughter with one last name, and then let's say I'm blessed with another child, then that last name goes to that child. I have this person's last name, and now I feel like my daughter who lives with me is the outsider.
It's
so you
alien,
know what? Let's all just not have anybody's fucking last name.
Yeah.
And let's just all be like. My next kid will have, obviously, dad's last name and my last name. And so I always think of, like, that's my friend's baby, and I want her to feel comfortable in whatever this new thing is.
Yeah.
Will that potential partner get it? Let's hope. Will I get married?
They better.
Probably not.
Wait. I'm gonna, let's do the switcheroo here.
Go for it.
Because I got 10, you got 10.
You didn't tell me.
So, since you asked two, I'll do two in a row. let's just do an easy one. Do y'all really need all that closet space?
Yes.
Yep.
That's a great question.
But you ain't wearing all that stuff.
Let me tell you something.
It's for the potential, baby.
Let me tell you something. You ain't about to. Again, part of the reason why I'm probably not ever going to get married, I've gotten really comfortable in my space. I have three closets. I have one in my room, I have a hallway closet, and I have one in the living room.
Speak your truth.
Let me tell you something. And I go through it every like 6 months and get rid of stuff that I don't wear. I'm not that girl that's going to pretend that I'm going to fit back in the jeans that I fit.
Hot take.
4 or 5 months ago.
So do you donate?
So
I donate my clothes, I sell the clothes, I give them to other children, I give them to other moms.
I'm in a weird position because I've been in and out of having an eating disorder. So I do hold on to a lot of things that like maybe fit me 6 weeks ago or a year ago and like have fit me intermittently since then. But that said, like a huge part of my recovery has been dressing in a way that makes me feel good about myself.
So you need all of it.
And a lot, I also curate my closets very closely as well. I only have like one and some drawers, but whatever. Like, yeah, I do. If I didn't have shelves for my shoes, like then they would be all over my floor. I wasn't, and then I was. I
gotta be. I want to sell toe pictures.
Shameless plug.
Let's go get pedicures, and we'll talk about how to do this.
I've got toes.
How much closet space?
I just want to be part of the conversation.
Well, we don't have like a lot of closet space, and out of necessity from that. And also having two girls that take up a lot of closet space elsewhere, like two other, it's just me.
Your clothes are under
it's
the bed.
Like, yeah, it's like,
folded. I just in a shoebox.
I had to like really learn like the, what's the lady's name?
Marie Kondo.
Is that
Marie
the one Kondo. That if it brings you joy?
Yeah,
that kind of, I had been doing that shit for years because it was like, I had already before I even heard of this chick, she's like, roll your stuff up like this. I'm like, yeah, no shit, already, lady. Yeah. I already do that.
I redesigned all my drawers and closet space so when I pull everything open, you can see everything.
Like, I fold my clothes so like Gap shirts.
Yeah. But there are guys out there, though, that are really, like, trendy and fashion, but they need that closet space, too. Well, I don't date them.
Yeah,
I
no. I mean, listen, like, my college best friend probably needed more closet space than I did. Because I was like, I can, if you had me throw out everything in my closet that wasn't black or purple, I would be fine. But he was like, if you make me throw out my pastels, what would I do? And I was like, I don't know, and that's fine.
All right.
Like, you figure that out on your own.
All right. I didn't mean to spend that much time on that question. But, all right, and then my second one. Where is it? Where is the one I had? How does or would you move over in a relationship with your, say you're dating a person, and it's not like, you know, the greatest thing. And it's not, it's just, you're kind of just entertaining one another. But your friend, and that person kind of have a little chemistry. Are you able to step aside to be like, yeah, you know, you guys fit better?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've done it before, and it's just.
Oh, yeah, I think every man has done it, yeah, like just, two or three times.
Yeah, it's
absolutely. Like,
if it's just a physical thing, I'm speaking just for me, but mostly for men, I feel like, nigga, go ahead. Like, that's you. I don't give a fuck, bro. Do you think?
I think it's easier on our side, and I'm sorry, you guys.
No, I'm listening.
I think it's easier for.
Growing, but we're listening.
I think it's easier for guys to do that after they've. After they've been the smasher, now to like accept the smashy of, oh, she smashed the homies though. Like, I think as we get older, I'm Eskimo bros with a few of my friends, but it was never like.
We're not supposed to call it that anymore.
Well, you know, we plowed the same broad, you know, whatever it is. But
Eskimo bros was a nicer way of saying it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like,
it was
only love can conquer hate.
yeah, you know, love.
But no, I think it's easier. Oh, like, wait, it's much easier to be like, oh yeah, I've already
there
done
it
what
is.
I'm done with her. Right. Now you may, you know.
But do you feel like if they ever became serious?
Let me speak.
Go ahead, go ahead.
If they ever become serious, do you look at your friend as a joke? Because you already hit that.
No.
Are you happy, genuinely happy for your friend that it worked out?
Yeah.
And then what if you find out that she's fucking amazing?
That'd be great.
That means I've introduced
my friend into someone who's
But
right.
sometimes this person who might be fucking amazing for, you know, your bro or
it's
whatever, for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And like, it's a puzzle piece. So if you kind of fit, but they really fit, right. then you should be happy they really fit right. instead of settling for a kind of fit.
Right.
And the reason that I was kind of struggling to answer this question is in my life, I've found that I'm genuinely more excited to settle for a kind of fit than I really should be. And so it's kind of hard for me to acknowledge that, like, oh, that was...
That wasn't
a fit. That wasn't...
trying to make it sound like it's good or...
Yeah, because, like, one of my former partners recently has started dating the person that they were dating before they dated me again. And it's been a while since they were together. And it seems like it's going really, really well for them. And I'm genuinely super excited for them. But that was, like, really difficult for me to deal with initially.
Right, right.
But I kind of reached the point where I was like, okay, well, stuff with us wasn't working. And stuff with them wasn't working before, but it seems like it is now.
Right, they've changed.
So if they're happy, what the fuck is bothering
me? What business
me?
Do you have?
Yeah.
I feel like that's where adulthood comes in, because it's like, all right, I'm going to be jealous and be on some I had it first shit, or I'm going to let these people be happy.
Yeah.
Like,
I just believe
happy.
In connections.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't believe in standing up. In the way of connection.
And I feel like as long as there's that transparency of, hey, I like her, or hey, I like him,
right.
then, you know, as opposed to like sneaking around
right,
or anything
right.
like
that's
that.
That's
like,
going to become
I would
messy.
Much rather y'all just.
I'd rather my friend tell me, like, yo, girl.
Dude, when I was in high school, I was really into this girl, and my I didn't know that my cousin had been trying to like court her. But no one told me. I was just like, oh, she's really cute. And I never met her before, so I like went to everybody and was like, is she seeing anybody? And they were all like, no. And I went to my cousin too, and I was like, yo, is she seeing anybody? And he's like, nah, not that I can think of.
Oh, then he's stupid.
I think right, yeah right because I think right because okay. I think he didn't want it to be like more of a thing than it was or whatever.
Then he put his hands behind his back and looked out the window.
Yeah basically.
I've done that before.
So I went for it, and ultimately it worked out for as long as it did.
Yeah, you know Cam, man. You know Cam, bro.
It's every day, bro.
That guy fucks.
Oh, man, he does, though. That's what's so funny. Oh, he fucks.
Oh, man. Yeah, and it was shitty, and it ultimately blew up in my face.
That's Kayan.
That's Kayan. That's
who else but Quagmire?
All right.
Giggity.
There was recently, I watched that show, What Would You Do A Lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they did an episode where, like, the girl had met a guy online. They went on a date. She tells him at the end of the date, "Is you know, think you had a great time, but I don't see anything happening here." And then he goes, "Well, then you have to pay half of the bill."
That makes sense.
But there was some type of something on Facebook or social media floating around that a guy sent a girl an invoice.
Yeah.
For a date.
Yeah.
Because they didn't work out.
So
is there ever a time that a girl should think that she's not going to pay? Mm-hmm. And is there ever a time that a guy should... I don't know how I'm asking my question.
Do you
know
what I mean? Going
yeah.
here?
So,
who pays?
Generally speaking, if it's a first date and I feel like it's going like, nah, to badly, I will offer to pay. I have a rule of thumb for this. I will offer to pay 3 times for my half. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't let me, then I won't.
Right.
But
why does he have to let you? Like, let?
Well,
that's
yeah.
That's like a
bad
word.
Listen, because like I'm not gonna fight a man for
I mean,
a
like,
check.
Speak your fucking
also,
truth, Kat.
Like, I'm poor.
Speak your fucking truth.
So my general rule of thumb is I will offer to split it 3 times or whatever. Usually it's 3 times, and if by the end of the 3rd time he says no, even if the date is going poorly, I will say, if you are sure, that's fine. Thank you very much. You know, whatever. If you invoice me
for this date,
if you invoice
me,
you imagine getting a fucking
if you invoice me after the fact, I'm going to respond with I offered.
Okay.
That's like literally hilarious to me. If I get I ever sent an invoice, I'd consider myself a fuckboy.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
A joke, like a living, breathing joke.
Right. Like if I feel like a date's not going well and she feels similar, if she feels the same way and she offers, I'll let her pet. I feel like on a first date I should pet. That's just me.
If I invite you, then everything's on me.
Yeah,
if I invite you, if I'm like,
if you invite me,
would you like to come out with
me
to a thing?
I want
to
be with you.
But sometimes girls invite not because, how do I say, because y'all take too long asking us out. So I'm like, bro, when am I going to hang out? I'm not trying to pay for your meal. I want to hang out.
Let me ask you a question. If you invite a dude on a date and he doesn't necessarily consider it a date, does he have to pay for it?
So well, if it's not a date, why
is that conversation not had? Like, is it like y'all meet up?
I don't know.
Or y'all meet up for lunch or something.
I just asked a friend of mine. Like, it was like, hey, we should get lunch. Hey, we should get lunch. Hey, we should get lunch. He works nights, so that's why. And we got lunch, and he insisted on paying for it. And I have no idea if that makes it a date or not. And I offered to pay 3 times. I offered to cover tip, which is something you can really, really do if you want to get the fuck out of Dodge quickly.
So did you enjoy it?
Hmm?
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, that's not the question.
I had a wonderful time, and I think he did too, but I don't know, and I don't really care. But like, what I'm trying to figure out, was that a romantic proposition or not? But then I was kind of like,
Derek, if you're watching,
I'm gonna chop it up.
Well, what happened?
Derek, if you're watching, was that a date? Could you tell me, please?
Name,
I would love to know.
Name drop.
Don't forget to DM me.
DM me, Derek. Thank you.
Here's where I struggle with. I don't think I should pay because I'm coming from a single mom's point of view. I'm paying for my kid to stay home for me. Like, I'm paying a sitter $40 to $60 plus I'm feeding the sitter. If I want to look good, I might get a little outfit or not. Whatever. I've already spent $60 to $80 before. I've talked about this on my podcast before.
If he knows that, then he's definitely, I think, more on the hook, which I feel like he must.
He should pay.
Yeah.
But I still always offer to pay either half or to put on
the tip.
Tip.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I don't have money and you ask me out on a date, one, if I'm at a comfort level, I will tell you I'm broke.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't have money this week. Or I will just decline because nowadays you might get invoiced. Or if the energy isn't right, the guy might just leave.
It's also, that level of, you know, with a stranger, that entitlement that, you know, you never know what level somebody's on. So you always be prepared to put up your own money because, you know, you're on a date with somebody, you're meeting that person, you're meeting that representative that they want you to know at least. And so if that representative is also shitty, to be like, well, this is the type of shit I'm going to send you an invoice for, then, you know, get the hell out of there and, you know, be ready to pay.
And also, if they're sending you an invoice, you don't technically have to pay it.
No.
It's an invoice. It's already paid for it.
So I have two really quick stories. I promise they're really quick stories. First story about invoicing. My ex-girlfriend from high school sent me an invoice for $30 for her time. Like 6 months ago.
I swear to God.
She sent it to me. And then I declined. About 6 months ago.
From high school.
I declined and sent her $50 and she got mad at me. Okay, so she was like, stop being petty. And I was like, you sent.
Kudos to you for sending more.
Huh?
Yeah, no, wait. Yeah. The significantly
like, get the fuck out of here. You sent me $50. I thought she was going to send me like 70. I thought it was going to be like a joke, but it wasn't. She was mad, really mad. The second thing I wanted to say was, I forget the second thing.
Okay, well, while we're on the story of
what were we talking
people,
about? Just
hi, high school boyfriend of mine who dumped me for being too much work. Check your invoices, motherfucker.
All right. Okay. So speaking of ex-boyfriends.
My next question was: name one thing that will instantly.
Already.
Okay, go ahead.
It's my turn.
It was.
I thought we were doing two and two, but if we're not, that's also fine.
Because we're doing.
We were on the same.
We're doing back and forth.
We're doing 10. Yeah, let's go back and forth. All right. How do women take it when you have a shitty partner who you break up with, and then he goes on to another relationship, and he's fucking perfect.
Ooh. That's a great question.
How do you deal? What do you think?
Immature me used to get hurt. Immature me used to get hurt, but I think we talked about this prior. It's that fit. You weren't good with me. Whatever it was about us, our chemistry wasn't enough for you.
That was like, we're not a good fit, and we're like mature enough to handle. This is like, you're a shit bag. Like, you're at your worst, and then you can go over
there.
You
go clean, yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're the best guy.
That's why I drink.
That's deep.
I say to people all the time, I'm the girl that teaches guys how to love, and they move on.
Yeah, no, I'm
I say it all the
I'm
time.
The training wheels girlfriend.
Yeah.
And like
it hurts.
It does.
But I think it's so reality bad. To a lot of things. Like it's the same things. Like your girlfriend was fat when she was with you, and then all of a sudden she's smoking hot.
So question.
You feel
hey,
the same
man,
way.
Listen, I'm plowing when she's. Never.
Do you guys take that personally? Or do y'all take it as a personal? Like,
call me Mr. Plow.
And I tend to think to myself, what wow. about me wasn't good enough that you couldn't be better.
So I have a question. Why? Like, why right. do you think, why do you take it as a, why not he just matured rather than a, you weren't good
that's
enough?
Well, if it's
because for such a long time, I was asking you to mature. We were having these conversations. I was telling you what was crappy. And now I'm telling you that what you're doing is hurting and you're choosing not to be better.
For me, it was the turnaround time.
That too.
So I had someone pull a, like, we're not working, whatever, whatever. And literally not even a week later, he was doing something with someone else and it's. Seemed like he'd solved a lot of the problems that we had had. And I was kind of like, okay, so what changed in, I'm sorry, 5 days? Or what about me did you not
really
respect
different.
Enough
maybe,
to change?
Maybe he was just a really fast learner.
I mean, okay, but I gave him 8 months of chances, Kay.
Maybe he did a montage.
So, okay, got it. Her pussy's better than mine. Fine, but like, why didn't we talk about it like adults?
That's not even always it.
Like, I mean,
I'm asking genuinely. If you have an answer for me, like, amazing, I'll buy you a beer or whatever.
I'll take
but
a
like,
beer.
But, like, what?
I'm gonna make
what change? Okay, well, now I will automatically
no,
not buy
you
a beer
I'll
for anything
an
you say.
Ask
in like 4 to 5 days.
I don't. All right, so that
what
quick,
could seriously change?
That quick.
So
I don't have an answer.
For me, if it's that quick of a turnaround, it's not that quick of a turnaround because probably
his focus wasn't on you. Yeah.
With that other person in one way or another.
Yeah.
He was already developing
was,
over
yeah,
there.
So
yeah.
That
okay.
sounds
right.
more like
I'm
a,
really glad I was right about that.
There ever.
I mean,
right.
it's what happened with me and my daughter's father. Like, we were together, what, 7 years? That last 2 years, we can't account if he was or was not with his current girlfriend. If you ask her, she was. But they seem great. They
That's
are
what that sounds
progressing
like.
In like
but,
finances.
Yeah.
yeah, I got the shitty end of the stick when you was a broke dude and
yeah,
all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm asking about something like Good Luck Chuck, where it's like, you know, brand new person,
right.
you go off, you meet this person and
That's
you
how
know, all of a sudden something yeah. different.
But I can't
that
imagine.
Sounds like some other shit that was already happening.
Also, hi, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk about you specifically. You just broke my heart and took my money and my soul.
So she didn't mean to talk about you specifically. And fuck
my,
you.
Steal your soul.
My mature answer would be I'm not upset.
By the way, I don't know his name, but fuck you, Steve.
Hey.
Fuck you, Scott.
To quote D's Keys, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You bitch, you slut, you whore.
Why do you guys love, like, piano bars all over the country?
Yeah.
Love that song.
It's how you tell someone
so
you love them.
So much. I was just in New Orleans.
No, fuck
in New
you,
Orleans.
Scott.
Yeah, look it up. I was in New Orleans.
In a bar down
like
in Boston.
So, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't escape this fucking song.
She took off her ring.